ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वक्रतुण्डमहाकाय कार्येषु सर्वदा सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी। विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। Let us chant the first shloka of Shiva Prada Kshamapana Stotra. Adau karma prasangat kalayati kalusham.
Adau karma prasangat kalayati kalusham.
Matru kukshau sthitam maam.
Matru kukshau sthitam maam.
Veen mutra medhya madhye kvathayati nitaram. जाठरो जातवेदाः यद्यद्वै तत्र दुःखं व्यथयति नितराम् शक्यते केन वक्तुं क्षन्तव्यो मे अपराधः शिव 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 भो श्रीमहादेव शम्भो। So last week, we saw that Adi Shankaracharya ji is giving to us this thought that Bhagavan, please forgive me for all the sins that I have committed. And the greatest sin is that worshipped those things that I should not have worshipped and not worshipping you when I should have worshipped you. That was my biggest sin. And he presents from the different stages, different situations of where I have committed these sins. And he starts off with the birth. That even before birth, when I was in mother's womb, I committed a great sin. The sin was that I wasted my last birth, which is why I have this birth. Because if in last birth itself I had realized, there would have been no need to be born again. So I am asking forgiveness for that. Second is that I am not able to even have that capability to do anything in mother's womb. I am just tightly bound for 9 months where I can't do anything. So in that stage, in that phase, the opportunity to remember you is not there. So please forgive me that I have no chance even to remember you. And then we said that other thought is that I was afflicted by so many pains when I was in mother's womb. Being in the filth or being in the digestive fire, and then being cooked in that digestive fire. So I have this condition, and in this condition, I don't remember any of those things vividly. Like, I don't remember how it felt like when I was in mother's womb. I can't have the experience of I don't have the memory. So for removing that memory, removing that thought also of the pain, and I forgot to remember you. Therefore, I am sorry. Or I'm asking for forgiveness. And then one more thought was that, why did I take this birth? Why was this birth there? So it was said, karma prasangat, because of my previous karma. So karma is there because there is desire there. Without desire, there can be no birth. And desire means I identify myself to be separate from you. Therefore, desire is there. And therefore, the vasana is there to exhaust the desire. So I am identifying, right? I am identifying myself to be different from you when I shouldn't have been. So therefore I am asking forgiveness, that I am thinking of this small desire as so important over you. So I ask forgiveness. So we saw the meaning of this verse last week. And we also saw this thought that when Shankaracharya ji is mentioning this, we should not see that, oh, Shankara is thinking of himself as a baby and he is sinful. He is not mentioning about him. This is just a presentation that he has put forth for the seeker. So we should not evaluate that Adi Shankaracharya is like this. He was a Siddha Purusha. He need not even worry about the sins he committed, because he did not commit any in his mind. And he is right also. But this is for a seeker who is now going to that stage of worship to the Lord. So for him, this becomes a mental purification. So through that mental purification, a seeker is able to inch closer to the devotion for Bhagavan. So that is where the thought is. So in mother's womb, there is hardly anything we can do. But this jiva, this person says, okay, mother's womb I can't do, but let me take birth. And once I take birth, I will show what I can do. Bhagavan, I will definitely remember you. I give you that promise. That after birth, I will remember you and I'll do everything that you tell me. So the next phase is the infant or the childhood, where a child is staying. That phase is portrayed and showed that even childhood we think about also has gone by like that. So let us look at that verse.
बाल्ये दुःखातिरेको मललललितवपुः मललुलितवपुः स्तन्यपाने पिपासा नोशक्तश्चेन्द्रियेभ्यो भवगुणजनिता जन्तवो मां तुदन्ति नानारोगादिदुःखात् रुदनपरवशः शङ्करं न स्मरामि क्षन्तव्यो मे अपराधः शिव 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 भो श्री महादेव शंभो.
So this is now going to talk about the child or the infant stage. It says balye dukha atirekaha. Balye, in the childhood, dukha, sorrow. Atirekaha, immense. Plenty of sorrows are there in the childhood. I mean, the birth itself starts with a sorrow. There are no children that comes out of mother's womb laughing. We all come out crying. Except for maybe we can give an exception to Lord Krishna. He would not have come out crying. He came out and he showed his Vishwarupa Darshan. And then, you know, mother says, what are you doing? Behave like a child. So, he's instructed to cry. Whereas we, without instruction, start crying. And there was another exception. I read that the Zoroastrian faith is based on Zoroaster, who was the prophet. That's the Parsi faith. So Zoroaster, when he was born, also came out laughing. So there are exceptions like that, but outside of the exception, we all come out crying. So dukkha is immense. So it start off with dukkha, and then there are list of dukkhas that follow with it. So what are those dukkha? Is mala lulita vapuhu. Vapuhu means body. Lulita means covered with or occupied with mala, dirt. So, I mean, imagine a small baby and, you know, with a diaper and the veen mutra and amedhya, it is all put together in their diaper only. And the poor baby cannot do anything, right? So the body is covered with filth. And the only thing that the baby can do is cry. So there is so much sorrow there that the only way I can get rid of that dirt also is through crying. When I cry, then only my mom will know to change. Otherwise, the mom won't know. And the other thing is that I cannot cry in the same way that I cry when I'm hungry. Mom has to have a different signal of cry. Because if the cry is the same, then mom won't be able to figure out that what is happening. And then she will feed me more food when I'm trying to get rid of it. So, the dukkha is of being covered with filth. Stanya pane pipasa. Pipasa means thirst or desire to drink is the meaning of pipasa. So that desire to drink stanya pana, breast milk. So mother's milk. So desire is for food, and the only food that I can eat is only milk because I don't have the teeth developed to chew food. The only consumption I can do is through the milk. So I have that thirst for food. And what I have to do for that? I only have to cry. I cannot do anything else. I cannot call out to my mother and say, Mom, serve me food. So, another sorrow. Indriyebhyah na shaktaha. Indriyebhyah means through my senses. So the 10 senses we have, the 5 organs of perception and 5 organs of action. Through these 10, I am weak. I am incapable, incapacitated. Meaning my limbs are weak. You tell me to walk, I cannot walk. You tell me to sit, I cannot sit. So my condition is in such a state that I just have to stay on my back the whole day. And tell me to chew, I cannot chew. Tell me to hear, I cannot hear. And we think that the baby is hearing, so we start cooing. Ooh, little baby. And we think that the baby is really understanding. And there may be a joke that, you know, the baby is thinking that this is such a funny scene. What is this guy doing? Yeah. So the baby may be laughing at us, thinking that we are actually giving laughter to the baby. Anyways, so I am weak through my senses. I cannot do anything through my senses. And bhava guna janita jantavah mam tudanti. Jantavah means small creatures, small beings, jantu, right? So jantu are like insects and ants and mosquitoes, things like that. Bhava guna janita, they are born from the qualities of this world. So where do mosquitoes come from? From the water. So from the filth in that water and all those things. So the mosquitoes, they come and bite me. Now here, if you take the child to a playground in summertime, and there the child is playing and is bitten by a mosquito, he cannot say, oh, he cannot pick it out and say, hey, he doesn't do that. The only thing he can do is he can let the mosquito bite him and then cry. Or if the ant gets on him, he cannot run away. So I am afflicted, mam tudanti. Tudanti means afflicted, pained, sorrowed. So I'm given trouble by these small creatures. And I'm not even capable of defending myself against these small creatures. What to say about these big creatures? Even the small creatures I cannot fight. So this is my condition. I'm totally helpless, totally dependent, totally incapacitated. This is my infancy. Then, nana rogadi dukkhad rudana. And I'm crying constantly from the dukkha, the sorrow that has been caused by various diseases. So I go through flu, I go through cold, I go through stomach ache or ear infection, different things babies go through. So I have to go through all these diseases, and the only thing I can do is stay dependent on somebody to assist me. Paravashaha. I am not dependent, self-dependent on myself. I can't take it upon me to just do things. If I have cold, I cannot just take a tissue and wipe my nose. I have to let that just drain out. The only thing I can do is lick it. But other than that, I cannot do it. So, I have to suffer through all these diseases. And that also, I cannot explain the pain to anybody. The sorrow is there, but how to explain it? If I have the speech, I can explain the pain to somebody that it is paining. What is the degree of pain? Give me from 1 to 10. I can say, yes, it is 10. So, this is my sorrow. Shankaram nasmarami. Being this way, if I am totally dependent on others, where will I have the capability to even remember the Lord? And therefore, I did not remember you, Bhagwan. Because I didn't even know how to remember you. My senses were weak to even think about you. So therefore, please forgive me. That I had the capability little better than being in the mother's womb. In mother's womb, nothing was developed so strongly. Yeah, I could hear sound and I could hear things. I could make out things, but there was totally different level of incapacity. Here, at least I can do things, but still I'm incapacitated. And I did not remember you, so please forgive me, Bhagwan. Kshantavyo me aparadha. Lord Shiva, please forgive me. With this forgiveness, the seeker asks a promise. Says that, okay, my prenatal life was, not prenatal, but natal, I guess. In my mother's womb, my life was this way. So infancy gone, but at least I have my youth. So in my youth, I promise you, Bhagavan, that with my youth I can do something. I can remember you, I can maybe do some action for you. So that is the promise. And see how that promise is fulfilled in next shloka. So we are on shloka number 3.
Praudhoham yauvanastho Vishaya Vishadharaihi Panchabhirmarmasandhau Dashto Nashto Vivekaha Sutadhana Yuvati Swadasaukhe Nishannaha Shaivi Chintavihinam Mamardayam Ahomana Garvadhirudham Kshantavyo me aparadhaha Shiva 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 Bho Shri Mahadeva Shambho Praudho Aham. Aham praudhaha. Praudha does not mean proud. Not saying I'm proud, saying I'm praudha. Praudha means I am matured. I am full or abundant with everything. So that is a stage of life where we have abundance of everything. Abundance of our physical strength, abundance of our mental strength, intellectual strength, everything in full measure. And that is the stage called Yauvanastha. I'm established. Stha means I'm staying. And staying in youth. So the stage of my life where everything is measured up, everything is in its full strength, full vigor. It is like that river that flows and with full stream, full force. That is like the youth. I'm at this stage now. And there was one really nice saying which says, Prapte tu shodashe varshe, gardhabopi apsarayate. Prapte, when you attain, shodashe varshe, when you attain the age of 16. Gardhabha means donkey. Apsarayate, apsara. Meaning, you are like a damsel. So, at the age of 16, even a donkey is considered a damsel. Is considered so beautiful. So, that is like saying that youth is such a stage when even something that is so horrible looking can still look the great. So, I have that great strength, great vigor in me. So I must be able to do something really great, right? Like how Bhagavan Ramchandra ji did so great. He finished his studies, right? He finished studying at Vasishtha's ashram. And then he came home. And that was the big stage of his life. That youth stage. And that youth stage is when he was taken by Vishwamitra. So then Vishwamitra ji comes and tells him that I want you for a task. And that's when his fame came to be that, oh, he killed Tadka. And then Subahu. And then drove away Marich such a long distance that he will never even come back. So a youth should be like that. So full of energy, so strong that protects the society and destroys the evil from the society. That should be the vigor of the youth. And then what else? Not just physically strong, but who has the ability to be with sages like Vishwamitra. Learn the good values in life. Learn the ways of life. I mean, he studied with Vasishtha, so he already had a good guru. But then to stay with Vishwamitra, learn more things about life, about society, and then travel from one ashram to another ashram. So a youth should be like that, who has the strength to do something so great. But how is our youth gone? So here it says that our youth was dashtaha. Dashtaha means bitten, like a snake bite, like that, bitten. So I was bitten by Vishaya Vishadharaihi. The word Vishadhara means snake. But the word derived meaning is that which holds poison. Dhara means to hold, and Visha means poison. So that which holds poison, snake holds poison. So I'm bitten by a snake, but what kind of snake? Vishaya. I'm bitten by the snake of sense objects. So the sense objects have within them a poison. And I'm bitten by that. How many poison? I mean, how many sense objects that I'm bitten by? So it says, panchabhihi. Not by just one. I'm bitten by all five of them. So, this is the condition that I have been stung by this snake. In Viveka Chudamani, there is a verse which kind of shows this idea that what happens if somebody is bitten by a snake like this. The verse goes like this. Shabdadibhif pancha bhireva pancha. Panchadi shabdadibhif pancha bhireva pancha. Panchatvamapus swagunena baddhaha. Kuranga matanga patanga meena. Brunga narav pancha bhiranchitah kim. You remember? Okay. Shabdadi bhi pancha bhi. So by five sense objects which start from shabda. So shabda, excuse me. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. These five sense objects are there. What has happened? Panchatvam apuhu. Pancha. These five have attained their panchatva. Panchatva means their demise, their death. Panchatva means that when the tattva gets merged with the five elements, that is called panchatva. So the five elements is what our body is made up of. So when it goes and merges with the five elements of this creation, of this world, it is considered panchatva. But it's a good way of saying that they meet their death. These five things meet their death because they are swagunena baddhaha. They are bound by their senses. So what are these five beings that attain the death? Because they are bound by their respective senses. So Kuranga, Matanga, Patanga, Meena and Brungaha. These are the five beings. So they are attached to their specific sense object. So Kuranga is Kuranga is deer. And deer is attracted or specified by sound. Even a little bit of sound you make, they become really alert and they can run away. So certain hunters, what they do is they create a sound, one tune going throughout, and that distracts them and they fall into this sound so much that they're not able to hear any other sound. And then slowly they sneak upon them and shoot them. So this is the death of the deer like that. So the sound is the cause for their death because they are so attracted to it. Matanga. Matanga means elephant. Elephant. They are attracted to sparsha, touch. And the affection is that whenever somebody touches them, like, that's why we say, right, when young children are there, you tell them, go and pet their trunk. Because they have that feeling of touch. And that's where you will also see many other elephants when they are hugging it out. They only hug it out with their trunk. They don't do their, body smash. But so that's their biggest attraction. So it is said that when they're in their mating season, they're longing for a touch. So what these people do, the hunters, they create a pit. This is how Gurudev has explained, that they create a pit and they keep a dummy elephant on the other side of the pit. And this elephant thinks that I want that contact. And they start running towards the elephant and they fall into the pit. And they're captured. So this becomes the end of that. So their sense of touch gets them bound. Then Kuranga Matanga Patanga. Patanga means moths. So the moths are attracted to the light. They're attracted to the form. So we'll see many times that they fly into fire without knowing. They just jump into fire. Because that light is so attractive that they don't even think about anything. And that is their death. So, Matanga, Meenaha, fish. Fish is attracted to taste. So, they are so attracted to this bait that they will just jump onto the hook, which is giving them that feeling. And they won't even think about it, that I'm being poked by this. But when they are stuck, that's when they realize, okay, I can't do anything. And then the only thing they can do is flap. So their sense of taste gets them bound. And Bhrunga. Bhrungaha means bees. So honeybees, they're attracted to smell. And will probably have seen, you'll find a dead bee in a flower. And normally a flower that has the ability to close their leaves at the end of the sun, meaning at the dusk. Like usually like sunflower or not sunflower, like lotuses. They close themselves up when the sun sets. But what is the attraction for these bees is that smell that is coming from the flower and to collect that honey. So they're so engrossed into that, they don't realize that this thing is closing. And they think to themselves, oh, I have the wings. I can fly faster than the leaves are closing. So I should be able to easily fly out. Why should I, fly out now? And thinking this way, they get trapped. And they're trapped there for the whole night, so much so that they suffocate and die. So that becomes the death of these. So by each being bound to their own respective sense object, these beings attain their demise. So then it is said, Naraha panchabhihi anchitam kim. Anchitam means who are engrossed, who are surrounded by all five. And who? Naraha. So a human being who is surrounded by, who is distracted by, who is attracted by all five of them, what will happen to that Naraha? One object is a distraction for these all. We are attracted by all five. And death is too easy. We are attracted in such a way that we have to continue on from life after life after life to come out of this. And that also with intelligence. We can't just hope to come out and, I mean, just leave it up and it will happen. No. So, this is the condition. I am stung or bitten by this venomous snake of the sense object. And where has it bitten me? What is the place that it has bitten me? It says, marma sandhau. Sandhi means a joint, a connection of two places. And marma sandha or marma sandhi is actually referring to our heart. So the attraction of the sense object has taken us so much or taken over us so much that we have no discretion anymore. Our heart is filled with only these sense objects and I cannot think of anything more than sense objects. Guruji many times says that these sense objects, they come as a guest, but they stay as a host and become our master. So they are controlling us and we think that we are controlling them. So this becomes the irony. So they have bitten me no other places where I can just get rid of it and walk away. No, no. They have hidden me right at the spot where everything I can do is because of that. And they have disabled me at that stage only. So being disabled at that stage, I can't move any further. So marma sandhau dashtaha. I'm bitten there. So what has happened because of this bite? Nashtaha vivekaha. My discrimination has been destroyed. Now I cannot decipher what is right, what is wrong. This gives me more happiness. The spirituality that you are promising me doesn't give me happiness. You're telling me to struggle and then you're telling me afterwards that have faith. And if with that faith, you'll be able to achieve that happiness. You're not promising me anything. This becomes the view of those who have not seen this understanding. So their viveka has been destroyed because that happiness is so gratifying that this gives me happiness now. Why should I take on more suffering? Why should I take on that hardship, that struggle? Let me just stay happy with this. Fine, it gives me happiness now, gives me little sorrow, but then again it is going to give me happiness. So, with that hope of giving me happiness, I'm living. But that is not the right way. Nashto vivekaha, and then nishannaha. I have been seated. I have been thrown down like how a bully just picks you up and throws you down. Like that I have been thrown down. The word nishannaha means I have been put down or I have been taken down by suta, dhana, yuvati, swada, saukhe. By the joy that comes from child, wealth, opposite gender, or a taste, swad. Or we can see it all as different thing. That suta, dhana, yuvati, swada, and saukhya. Joy. By all these five, I have been seated down. Or the joy that I get from the four that has seated me down. Both meanings are possible. So basically, what is the Suta, Dhana, Yuvati and Swada is called Kamini, Kanchana and Kirti. The desire for opposite gender, Kamini. Kanchana, desire for wealth. And Kirti is desire for fame. So the Suta, the child, represents that fame. My legacy will be carried on. I built this business from ground up. Now he will carry it on for me. Father, I don't want to do this. I want to flip burgers. You are going to bring shame to our family. Then the father says. Or if there's a grandfather, then he'll say, you know, this is my interest. My child was my principal. Now I'm getting my interest. So I have more interest in that interest. So that is the more attraction, because my legacy will be carried on. My name will be carried on. So, Kirti, Dhana, wealth. Wealth will give me that power to spend, power to do things. But less people realize that power is only when you actually spend. If you keep the wealth to yourself in the tijori, you don't have any power. You will only have power when you actually spend the wealth. So, dhana is another attraction. And yuvati, the feeling of companion, the feeling of longing, all of this. Not to say that, you know, grihastha ashram is not a ashram to strive for, but to stay engrossed in grihastha ashram in such a way that we forget the goal of life, then that is not the purpose. Then that doesn't fulfill the role of grihastha ashram. Grihastha ashram is meant to exhaust the desires that we have in a dharmic way. But if grihastha ashram alone gives me more and more desires, then I have not understood the purpose of grihastha ashram. So that should become the purpose. But I have been seated down, thrown down by these things. The rest of this we will see in our next week. But it is saying that Shaivi Chinta Vihinam Mama Hrudayam. My heart is without the devotion for Lord Shiva. Aho Mana Garvadhirudam. Aho, oh, what a grave sorrow it is that my heart is devoid of devotion for Lord Shiva, but it has Arudham, climbed on mana and garva, on arrogance and pride. Kshantavyo me apradha, Shiva 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 Bho, Shri Mahadeva Shambhu. So, Lord Shambhu, please forgive me for these grave mistakes that I have done. I had so much of capacity, and that capacity I didn't even realize when it got taken away from me. It got stolen from me. So I ask for forgiveness at this stage. We'll see further in our next week. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.